I think there is something to that. That idea of there's just music that comes out of your fingers, but there is a lot more complexity that is in there's a lot more complexity that's in the human mind. And I don't want to call them repressed memories or anything like that, but I remember listening to, I think it's called Tori Amos's Little Earthquakes, which is this album. It's like maybe early 90s or maybe late 80s. Probably early 90s. And I put it on. I had the CD and I remember putting it on, and I could tell you every single thing that was about to happen in the song, like song to song. I knew the melodies, I knew the sort of production of it, I knew all the stuff. But before putting that album on, I didn't think that I'd ever heard the album, but I had heard it. I grew up in this, my parents had a store in Victoria where they sold like used clothing and like a vintage store, and they would play music all the time, and this was one album that they played a lot in the shop when I was quite young. And I wouldn't be able to tell you how this music worked or anything like this, but I know that it has an influence in my music somehow. I don't make music that's at all like Tori Amos's music, but it's very interesting to me that I have this repressed memory of this music that's so strong that I actually have visual memories that are brought up when I hear this. But when I am going to create music, sometimes those things can just come out of your fingers. But a lot of the times, the music is either you have to put a lot of thought into it, or the song just comes to you. And that, I mean, that one's great. The one, the song just happens and you just play and it comes out of your fingers. That's great. But sometimes you just need to sit down with nothing and think about what you want to do, and you really want to draw on what sort of came before in your life.